We had a bit of a discussion last night as some rumblings came out of Melbourne, and I asked you how Ben Rutten and Daniel Talia get on. They were strong teammates, weren't they?
Now, you haven't floated this one yet.
Ben Rutten is very, very interested in getting Daniel Talia out of the Adelaide Footy Club. Now, he's on contract for next year, isn't he?
Has a year to go, married an Adelaide girl, a great family man, absolutely loves it here, loves the dollar.
And but he's a professional footballer.
Professional footballer, so he's got every right to try and get every dollar he can, and I would imagine he's using that as a little bit of leverage.
Oh, well, I'm hearing Ben Rutten's very, very keen on him.
And given Adelaide's mindset, maybe at the age of 28... you got to give something to get something. You would get a first-round draft pick for him, surely. Otherwise, you wouldn't even entertain
it. How does it mix and match with Fantasia? Do they work separate deals or combine that deal?
They would need to do... Well, it depends. You know, they probably think that they could replace Daniel Talia. He's a ripper. He's the first name you put down.
Yeah, but a week ago, I would have argued with you. And when Kane Corns asked me at breakfast what's happening with Daniel Talia, I thought, well, surely he is what you put in. You know, that Ross line... Those elephants that you can't lose. You know, you've got to have those experienced men at a footy club. I would have put him as my number one choice to make sure he stays there. But you're right. If we're in a professional era where another club comes to you with a four-year contract, so to say, just say a four-year contract.
Yeah.
I'm not saying it is a four-year. And you're looking at maybe two as an extension at Adelaide. What do you do?
Well, look, he
You look after yourself, don't you?
Without a doubt.